This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices that we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. So our choices matter. And the choices we make every single day, they matter. So we want to help you and equip you and give you all the tools that you need to be able to thrive, to be able to make it, to be able to do really, really well. And on this show, to become the best version of you. Let's kick off and go with Peyton. Hi, Peyton.
I just wanted to discuss sleep issues that I've had for a number of years. If you might have any suggestions, I've tried a lot of different supplements to help me with my sleep.
Okay. Well, sleep is it's challenging, but it's not. Okay? Because it's multifaceted. It's not just, hey, you can't sleep, take this herb and you'll go to bed. Right? Or take, because I mean, how many people do you know that take a really strong medication, some of the most popular ones out there, and they can't sleep still? So that tells you that it's not really an issue with chemical as far as like, hey, you're nutritionally deficient, you need this, or you just need magnesium and it'll make you fall asleep. Like, there's more to the story. And when somebody has a lot of emotional stuff going on, when there's a lot of emotional turmoil and trauma that's happening with someone, then they start having issues. And when you start solving the challenges that people have mentally and emotionally, believe it or not, through counseling, if they have to go through that, or just getting stuff off of their chest, when you go through that, then a lot of times the sleep issues resolve. So I would encourage you that if you can't sleep, look at your life, okay? Look at what's going on, whether it's your marriage or no marriage, or children or grandchildren or whatever it might be. Look at that and look and see really what's there and figure out if that's the case or not. Is there a certain level of pain that you're going through that's keeping that from happening? What is it? Because it's got to be something. Something is driving that. It's not just something so simple. Something's driving it. So I would encourage you more than anything to look deep in that. Now, magnesium, I'll tell you this, it's kind of a go-to. I still recommend getting tested at some level, some blood testing at some level, but to figure out if you're magnesium deficient. A lot of times magnesium is what we call subclinical, so you can't even see it on the labs, but people aren't getting enough magnesium, and when that happens, that becomes a bit of a challenge. And a lot of times you correct that, and you'll correct a lot in that whole world. So magnesium, that's a big deal, is to give the body kind of what it needs and then watch the body respond. It's pretty amazing how that happens, but it definitely happens, and it happens very, very quickly. So magnesium glycinate is usually the one, or 3 and 8 are the two different versions of magnesium that tend to work the best when you've got sleep issues, because one works on the muscle and one works on the brain cells, and the brain crosses the blood-brain barrier. So look at those two. Those can be super helpful. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to AsaRx.com. We're here for you. If you haven't checked out the podcast, please do. Go to any of iTunes, Stitcher, Pandora, Spotify, any of those. You can see the podcast there. Download it, subscribe, be a part of it. And then also don't forget our free book that we're giving. So we're giving a copy of my book out absolutely free. We pay for the book. You pay for a little bit of shipping and handling. We send it right to you. And then you can get started right in the game plan. That is the starting point for sure. If you want to learn how to live a healthier lifestyle, all the stuff I talk about is condensed in one book to make a difference, to make an impact, and to really help you to be able to thrive and not just barely make it. And we want to see you really do well, not just sit around and ho-hum it. We want to see you crush it. That's what this thing's about. All right, food flavors come from surprising sources. I bet you never thought about this. You know, I always say the food flavors and like the colorings and all that. Be careful of that with your kids. A lot of people are really like allergic to it in a lot of ways. So when a lemon is not a lemon, what's lemon flavor? The flavorings around many foods and beverages come from surprising sources. U.S. Food and Drug Administration said you can find out what's really in your foods by checking out product labels. Just because a label says maple cereal doesn't mean it contains any maple syrup. It could be because maple-like flavoring that comes from a maple tree sap or bark could even come from an herb commonly used in Indian dishes called fenugreek. So the cereal also can have artificial maple flavorings that doesn't come from any natural source at all. So FDA said it's not really regulated, as long as it's on the ingredient list that they approve. So the FDA regulations allow companies to use terms like maple-flavored or artificially maple-flavored on labels of foods and do not contain the actual ingredients. So the foods just have to contain some type of food or some type of maple flavoring for them to use that. And labels must declare if the flavor comes from an artificial source or not. Not everyone's concerned about that either. Some people just blow it off. But people want to be certain the food is made with a certain ingredient. They should look for a specific mention of the item in the ingredient list. So, for example, when buying grapefruit juice, look for the words grapefruit or grapefruit juice to make sure that that's where it's coming from. So, the director of the FDA Food Labeling Standards Staff, Felicia Billingsley, said that the consumers have long recognized that products like chocolate pudding, cake, and cookies may be made with cocoa. Billingsley said if cocoa is listed on the ingredient list, the name of the food can include the term chocolate in certain situations. So they have to use that in order to say certain words. So again, they're just regulating to make sure there's no claims or false claims that can be lined up in there. So interestingly enough, that's how they look at it, and that's exactly how they work it and they word it. So it's interesting to see how that game is played. Because every company that does anything with food is looking for one little angle to not have to use, maybe to put an ingredient in, but can use the word for marketing purposes. Because we know that the marketing on the food packaging is what grabs everybody. Of course, it's got to taste a certain way and all that, but the marketing of the packaging is what's really the most interesting. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. If you haven't got a free copy of the book, go check it out. Go to MyFreeHealthBook.com. MyFreeHealthBook.com. You can get it there. And also coming up, I've got some keys you don't want to miss about smartphone use. And it's linked to some health challenges that we're facing. Look, we're in a time now where we use smartphones every day. 86% of the world population has a cell phone. Think about that. So we're almost global with everybody in that category. So we're going to talk about some of the dangers of that when we come back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. You can thrive. You can really make it. And you can do very, very well. We want to see you do well. Not just barely make it with what we're doing here. We want to see you thrive. To live your potential, become the best version of you. So give us a call. We'll make you part of the show. And then also, don't forget, Healthy University, something you should look at. Go to our website. Check it out. It's our community. And it's also our platform to be able to teach you all about what healthy even means, to take you from where you are to where you need to be. Because, look, you can't achieve your goals in life. You can't make the money you want in life. You can't do everything you want to do in life, to be your best parents and grandparents and all that, unless you have your health. Health is the vehicle to pursue your goals. Health is the vehicle to be able to facilitate and complete all that you're wanting to complete, and that's what this show is all about, helping you do that. Let's get on the phones and talk to Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hello. I'm calling on behalf of my husband, who has been suffering gastrointestinal distress here for about 7 days. He's had diarrhea, cramping, just can't even keep the blandest of foods, you know, kind of in and remaining settled. We've tried scrambled eggs and toast, oatmeal and rice milk and bananas, and he's functioning every day and going to work, but just waking him up in the night and just can't be good. Nothing is staying where it should. I can't believe his body's able to extract much of the nutrition it needs out of what he's putting in. So I'm wondering if you might have any ideas or recommendations. We're thinking if it was food poisoning, it should have passed. If it were some kind of bacterial or intestinal flu, he would have had aches, pains, fever, rather than just this ongoing now kind of condition. But maybe we just need to give it 10 days. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, with something like that, if he's got a gastro, it could be something simple. I mean, it could just be an irritation, could be a virus, a lot of could-bes. I would definitely have it looked at by his primary care and tested. You can even have a stool sample done, and they can figure out exactly what's happening. Or, because if it's been going on that long, it's a little bit long to be consistent. So there's some other factors that could be looked at, but I would definitely have it stool sample or culture done to see what the number, or to see what it shows. Because, again, it could be nothing. It could be something. So you just want to get it looked at, and that way everything can be ruled in and ruled out. It's not like something you just want to take bentonite clay and ionic silver and just sit there and take it, and, no, let's hope it works out. It's usually good to go in and get it looked at. Now, if they tell you it'll resolve or it doesn't look like much or whatever they tell you, then you can start looking at more of the natural options, but I would definitely get it looked at first. You just need a baseline for what it is. You need them just to give you a good baseline for what, you know, what's actually there. And then once you get that, then you'll be able to get a good overview of really what's happening. Okay. But keep me posted. I want to understand, you know, kind of walk with you through that process. So let me know how it goes. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. Now, I talk a lot about smartphone usage. We're seeing it more and more, the challenges. Now we're getting into a time period where most people have had smartphones over about a six-year period, at least. Many more for me, I know, but for others, they're saying that's kind of the gold standard. And the daily smartphone use, they're saying, offers clues to a lot of the depression. Now, depression is becoming one of the number one diagnosed conditions in the country. So a new study suggests that how you use your smartphone could shed light on whether you might suffer from depression. Involving about 20 women and 8 men, they averaged 29 years of age and looked at the data from people's phones to track the number of minutes they use their phone, as well as the locations throughout the day. And the researchers at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago found they tracked 2 weeks of phone use and GPS data from the 28 participants. And the more time a person spent on their phone, the more likely they were to be depressed. Think about that. According to the team led by clinical psychologist David Moore, who directs University Center on Behavioral Intervention, said, for example, average daily smartphone use by those with depression is 68 minutes, compared with only 17 minutes of those without depression, the team found. Also, the GPS data showed that people who are depressed tend to spend more time at home and at fewer locations compared to people who weren't depressed, who were out and about doing their day-to-day schedule, going from place to place and doing the thing. So overall, the smartphone data was 87% accurate in spotting people with symptoms of depression, they found. And this was in the Journal of American Internet Research. All right, Moore said in the University News release he believes that simply by looking at phone data, we can detect if a person has depressive symptoms or not. And what's more, phones can provide unobtrusively and with no effort the part of the user and the data. So two experts in psychiatric health took more cautious view. Dr. Aaron Pinkasoff, who's the chair of Department of Behavioral Health in Mineola, New York, said that this is a major issue. And the study sample slanted heavily toward older women who tend to have higher rates of depression. He also believes that physicians and patients should rely and be wary of relying too much on technology and self-diagnosis with the smartphone. And that's becoming more and more. I mean, I go into clinics now, and it's like, don't rely on Dr. Google, right? And stop Googling your condition and coming up with what you think you have. Go to your doctor, let them figure it out. I agree with that. I mean, it's one thing to just get on the rabbit trail and figure you have some kind of wild condition, some major genetic disorder that only three people in the whole world have because you have these symptoms, and you go to the doctor and you figure out it was gas. I mean, right? So it's like that happens all the time. So you really got to be cautious. You know, let the doctors be doctors. Do your research so you're kind of in the know and have an idea, but don't come in there all, oh, I know what it is. Oh, I've got this. Oh, I need this medication. Like, really? Okay. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Ace RX. Go to acerx.com. You can easily jump in. And, of course, we got a free book there you can get. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. We'll send you a copy. As well as, you just got to cover the shipping. And we'll pay for the book, send it to you. It's a hardback copy. It'll give you a real encouragement to where you are right now with your health. Lisa in Bloomington, Illinois, said, my doctor has diagnosed me with low thyroid function and wants to put me on Synthroid. What do you think? I think that you should look into iodine treatment and see if you're deficient. Get your doctor to check that. That's what I think.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Richard Neal, after meeting Friday with House Counsel, issued subpoenas to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig over 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns.
We've stayed away from the fanfare. We've stayed away from, I think, some of the hyperbolic conversation, and we've attempted to reason this through based upon the advice of our attorneys.
Neal says he wants the requested material within the next week. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells the New York Times. He plans to go to Ukraine to urge that country's president-elect to push forward with investigations into matters connected to the release of negative information about Paul Manafort and into then-Vice President Joe Biden's involvement in a Ukrainian natural gas company connected to Biden's son. Giuliani dismisses Democrats' suggestions. He's encouraging a foreign government to impact upcoming U.S. elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetworks.com.
That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices that we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. It's all about lifestyle. It's all about choices. And really, it's all about what you decide to do each and every day. We want to help you, encourage you, and equip you to be able to thrive with your health. And on the show, we can do that. Have you ever been a big fan of cabbage? I want to jump in and talk about this food a little bit. You know, just about every food has been studied. Foods are medicine. In the United States, we don't have a lot of journaled studies on foods, but in Europe, they've done a ton of it, so it's really easy to gather the research. British Medical Journal is fantastic, by the way. So cancer prevention tops all other areas when it comes to cabbage. There's been more than 475 studies that have examined the role of this cruciferous vegetable in cancer prevention and, in some cases, cancer treatment. The uniqueness of cabbage in cancer prevention is due to three different types of nutrients found in it. It's antioxidant-rich, anti-inflammatory-rich, and it's rich in what's called glucosylates. Now, the antioxidant-related benefits of cabbage are pretty strong. So cabbage ranks in the rating system of all the foods as an excellent source of vitamin C and is a very good source of manganese. But in terms of antioxidants, in the newer phytonutrient category, cabbage is impressive, even among all the cruciferous vegetables. Polyphenols rank at a top for the list of phytonutrient antioxidants in cabbage. In fact, one group of researchers have described polyphenols as the primary factor in cabbage's overall antioxidant capacity. So even white cabbage is a very light-colored form of green cabbage. And the most commonly eaten variety of cabbage in the U.S. provides about 50 milligrams of polyphenols in a half-cup serving. Red cabbage is even more unique among the cruciferous vegetables, providing about 30 milligrams of the red pigment. So these anthocyanins qualify not only for antioxidant nutrients, but also as anti-inflammatory nutrients as well. The antioxidant richness of cabbage is partly responsible for its cancer prevention. So something to really think about. Chronic oxidative stress, which is what we see, in and of itself can be a risk factor in the development of cancer itself. So anti-inflammatory benefits, there's a lot. So without sufficient intake of anti-inflammatory nutrients, regulation of our inflammatory system can be compromised. And we can experience a problem of chronic inflammation, especially when combined together with oxidative stress and chronic inflammation, it's a risk factor for development of cancer. The anthocyanins found in red cabbage are well documented in this case. Now, these glucosinolates I'm talking about, what are those? Well, they're really big on cancer prevention. So given the roles of oxidative stress and chronic inflammation as risk factors for cancer, the antioxidant and anti-inflammatory richness of cabbage would provide anti-cancer health benefits without the addition of cabbage's glucosinolates. But glucosinolates are found, and here's the deal. What they really help against are things like bladder cancer. There are a lot of the estrogen-based cancers, okay? Bladder cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer. Now, if you don't know much about the colon cancer, it's second leading cause of cancer. So number one is lung. If you didn't know that, number two is colon. So we get hung up in breast and prostate because we hear about it all the time, but the reality is lung is number one still worldwide. And then number two is colon. If you think about it, air quality and the food quality. And then everything else kind of stems after that. But those are your main cancers right there that people struggle with. And those are ones you definitely don't want to have, right? No fun. I've watched so many people, loved ones, go through it, go through the process, and it's not a fun process to watch. And it's definitely not, I'm sure, to be the one going through it either. So it becomes a big challenge for anyone that has to face that. So your habits, folks, I mean, your habits are so important. The food you eat every single day, the choices you make, the relationships you keep, the exercise you do or don't do, all of that makes a difference in impacting your overall health. It really does. So that's the big key. Now, we're talking about cabbage and its benefits. Got a lot of benefits. We're talking about digestive tract support, too. Go to asarx.com. You can find more information. I talk about this sort of thing in the articles and blog and whatnot. Go to asarx.com. You can check it out. But it's got great digestive tract support. So we're talking about cabbage and what it can do. It's strong anti-cancer, strong immune system, strong for cardiovascular, we're going to talk about in just a minute. But it's got a long-established health and research in the role of cabbage juice helping with stomach ulcers. So these peptic ulcers that people get, cabbage juice can help to relieve that and help make it work better. So the nutrients of these glucosinolates can be helpful. ITCs are made from them, antioxidant polyphenols and amino acid substances called glutamine. Glutamine's huge, by the way. And in the case of these ITCs, digestive tract benefits include proper regulation of bacterial populations of things like Helicobacter pylori. Okay, H. pylori, you ever heard of that? Well, cabbage and cabbage juice is great at working with that and defending it, or defending against it. So cardiovascular support's another big one. This one I really get excited about. Anytime I can find a food that does so much, can help so much and just do so much that's really the main game plan. All right, so you can count on cabbage to provide a couple things. Number one is cardiovascular system with valuable support in the form of cholesterol reduction. Researchers understand exactly how this process takes place. Your liver uses cholesterol as a basic building block to produce bile acids. And these bile acids are specialized molecules that aid in the digestion and absorption of fat through a process called emulsification. So the molecules are typically stored in fluid form in your gallbladder. And when you eat a fat-containing meal, they get released into the intestine where they're ready to help the fat for interaction enzymes, eventually absorption up into the body. So when you eat cabbage, the fiber-related nutrients in this cruciferous vegetable bind together with some of the bile acids in the intestine in such a way that they simply stay inside the intestine. So when this happens, your liver needs to replace the lost bile acids. So that's a big, big piece with it that we have to look at. That's a big one. So one of the keys you got to look at, I think, you've got to look at the bile acids and what they're doing. But bottom line is, cabbage makes an impact. And even if you want to just blend it up in your smoothies or make your own separate meal by itself, cabbage is something you can include in your routine with your vegetables every single day and never go wrong. Like, it's got so many benefits. And guys, here's the deal. We got to watch out for excess estrogens that can build up in our system from the food supply, and this is a great way to do that. Cabbage is a great way to avoid that and make sure that it stays out of your system in a great way. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. You're listening to AsaRx. Right here, go to AsaRx.com. All right, let's talk to Elsa, who's on the phone.
My challenge right now is that I've just recently quit smoking as of last Monday. I'm on a health regimen that I've provided for myself, which is smoothies and, you know, eating fish and chicken, no fried foods, no extreme carbohydrates. So I'm just trying to see what it is that you all can help me with to do better in the way of eating and then also help me stay away from the smoking.
Right. So the biggest thing is, first of all, congratulations, you quit smoking. Like, that is a huge deal. Like, woo, like, that's a huge deal. I'm excited for you. That's a big step. It is. So when you can recognize, hey, I've got to make some changes. I know how hard smoking can be for people to quit and to give up. But when you have certainty, right, when you have a certain reason why, when you have a loved one or you love yourself enough or you love others and you say, you know what, I am going to stop this. It's the behavior that's going to take me down the wrong path, down the wrong road, and I'm just going to stop it. So when you get to that point, I think that's a big deal, and I'm really excited for you because that's amazing. So with that being said, yeah, I think that really your starting point for you is going to be your eating habits. Don't forget that that's your number one. So even if it's things like the nicotine receptors you're going to be fighting against because that's what creates the addiction and the dopamine receptors that get affected by that, yes, all that's important, yes. All that matters. But the other thing I want to encourage you with is that there's so much more to it, meaning that you can get to a place where you don't have to be stuck. Okay? You can get to a place where you don't have to be in a tough position. And I would just say to you that if you start with things like the anti-inflammatory-based diet, if you eat equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, healthy fats, things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, if you really start to get that balanced out, get the gut flora balanced out, the right kind of amino acids, the right kind of probiotics, and you get all that lined up, then you're going to be in a good position. And that's where I would start. I would start there. Because once you do that, then with what you're working on from an addictive standpoint, your body's going to be built like a fortress. And then get some lab tests done to figure out what your overall nutritional deficiencies are. Because your gut health is going to be the first and foremost. Once you clear the inflammation out of that, then you can start checking to see what your deficiencies are. Deficiencies are key, as you know. You've got to make sure the deficiencies are down and that your body is strong and that it's able and that it's positioned in a really good way. for you to be able to really do well. So I would start there. Eating habits. If you need help, go. You can get a free copy of my book. Just go to myfreehealthbook.com, and we'll send you a book for free. We'll just send it to you for free. You just got to cover the shipping. Take care of the little shipping cost, and we'll send you the hardback copy for free. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. Okay, huh? Started there. Keep me posted on how things are going, because you're going the right way. Like, you quit smoking. That's huge. I'm so proud of you. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. This is 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is the medicine. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have. Our choices matter. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can do well. You really don't have to just stay where you are. And on this show, we want to help you live your potential and become the best version of you. Low blood pressure, I want to talk about for just a minute. It is a hot topic, and a lot of people don't even realize they have it, but yet it's actually linked to a death risk. You always think high blood pressure, well, that's a death risk, right? Because you're dealing with high blood pressure, potentially for heart disease. But what about low blood pressure? We never talk about it much. Lowering blood pressure to a healthy level, it's a goal for a lot of people, but chronic kidney disease patients with very low diastolic blood pressure, okay? Pressure can go too low, and it's linked to a higher risk of death. New limits for a safe level of low blood pressure may be in order, researchers say. So there's about 600,000 kidney disease patients right now in the U.S. Researcher Kasaba Kosavi at the Memphis Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Tennessee looked at about 18 million blood pressure measurements and found that for patients with either very high or very low blood pressure, mortality went up substantially. That's a big one. So researchers found that blood pressure is in the range of 130 to 150 over 70 to 89 were associated with the best outcomes in clinic, and even men with kidney disease had better outcomes. So with chronic kidney disease, though, then that's where the concern is. The more than 20 million people affect kidney or have kidney disease based on what the CDC has said. And one of the main messages in this is that the fuzzy boundaries of normal blood pressure tend to be a big piece of this that we're looking at. So 90 over 60 should prompt a checkup. So if it's 90 over 60, that person definitely needs to get everything looked at. That's super, super low. 110 to 115 over 70 to 75 is actually a sweet spot for a lot of people, okay? You start cranking up in the 130s and all that, you need to get it looked at. So what do you do about two symptoms of too low of blood pressure? Well, it's a good idea to get medical attention. If you get dizziness or lightheadedness, that's an issue. Fainting spells, feeling cold and clammy, blurry vision, feeling tired. A sudden change of lowering one blood pressure can be more concerning for an underlying health issue. However, in most cases, as long as the patient's not experiencing any symptoms, there's no cause for alarm. There's really not. So it's one of those things that you realize what it is, you maintain it. And another thing that's not listed here that I got to tell you is sometimes the lack of salt in the diet, because we're so freaked out over salt, but good Celtic Himalayan pink sea salt that has full of minerals, trace minerals, is actually really good for you. And if you got an adrenal condition, which usually does not get looked at, but if you have an adrenal condition, that can be researched, and many times that can be one of the main reasons that you've got low blood pressure. So I'll get that checked out first. Make sure you get as you get all this other stuff checked out, make sure the adrenals get looked at, because if the adrenal output is low, then you're going to have low blood pressure, and then that can be easily remedied by salt and rest And then that can bring up everything, and it's not even kidney related. So there's a lot of things like that that need to be looked at. But I would first and foremost get it checked out and see what your body's doing in that regard. That's a big deal. Okay, let's get on the phones and go with Alexa. Hi, Alexa.
I take methotrexate injections every week for my arthritis. I got rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, and many other chronic diseases.
Well, I'll tell you, so with arthritis, one of the big things you got to step back and do, and this is important, remember it's an itis. So itis means inflammation. And if it's rheumatoid, of course, there's a strong autoimmune component to it. And that's definitely an indicator for this. So you got an autoimmune condition that's probably kicked in. But then if it's osteoarthritis, sometimes people have both. That's just more of a wear and tear. And a lot of times it's more nutritionally deficient or nutrition deficient related. And once you build those areas back up, then you can kind of rebuild your game plan and it can make a difference. So I would focus in more than anything on getting the inflammation down. It's kind of our basics of what we teach here. So if you need a free copy of my book, go to myfreehealthbook.com. You can get a copy of it and you will send you, I'll pay for it. I'll send it to you. You just got to cover the shipping, pay for the shipping costs and we'll send you the book. And then you can get started. It's got a great anti-inflammatory diet in there. Basics gives you really a good place to start and really lines up everything for you. Because you got to realize that with arthritis, it's an itis, right? So there's pain involved. It's inflammation. But where does inflammation start? Inflammation starts in the gut. And when inflammation starts in the gut, then that's where the challenges happen. If you don't take care of the gut, if you don't keep the gut healthy, then that's where everything begins to kick in. So start there and then figure out exactly what nutritional deficiencies you have. So in some areas of your body it's going to be high and low. Some areas are going to be much better than others. Right? So you got to figure out what those are. But I'll tell you, this is super important too. I'll tell you this, that as you're walking through this process, make sure, and this is a big deal with arthritis, that you keep moving. See, when everything hurts, everybody stops moving. No exercise, you cut it out, you kind of get couch bound, and you don't want to do anything because it hurts. But if you will start doing some kind of motion, I will tell you this, all the studies are showing that if you'll just get some kind of exercise, I mean, get in a pool and walk around, jump up and down on a little mini trampoline, walk, just get on a bike and ride if everything hurts. But do whatever you can to get your body moving, because if you do that, if you maintain that and keep that on a regular basis, that's what it's going to take to be successful. You're going to have to, because arthritis is an itis, and it's just the joints being inflamed. That inflammation comes from the gut. Start clearing out the gut. You'll start clearing out everything. You'll feel better. You'll function better. You'll move better. And everything will be better. That's the way to look at it. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producers, Mr. Fig, Derek Allen, and our chief engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. This is the show that helps you live your potential. This is ASA-RX.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.